Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. I remember my first pay packet as a teenager. It was a small brown envelope, and it contained what, at the time, seemed to me a very considerable amount of money. It wasn't really very much, but I'd never done a job before, and it compared very favourably with my pocket money. It was absolutely clear why I'd received the money. It was because I'd done many days of hard physical work in a warehouse, and this was now my reward. It all made sense. The connection between the work and the money was clear. And it may well be that you can see a clear connection between all that you own and the hard work that you've put in. For this very reason, it can be very difficult to accept that our salvation is completely unlike this. However hard we work and however nice we are, we will never be able to earn salvation. The problem is that we are all sinners. We have all fallen short of God's standards. The fact that some people seem to be much worse than others is neither here nor there. We are all well short of perfection, and so no amount of hard work is going to be enough to earn us salvation. All we can do is to accept the gift of God, which Paul describes as grace. Grace is the totally undeserved gift of new life, which God gives to those who are willing to receive it. And because it is entirely the result of God's generosity and nothing to do with our good actions, we never have any reason to boast about what we have done. That would be completely out of place. All we can do is accept the gift, give thanks to God, and then boast about how brilliant he is. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the amazing generosity that you have shown to us. Help us today to find opportunities to boast about what you've done for us. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.